This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Haiti's interim prime minister has confirmed a request has been made for U.S. troops to be sent to the country. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With his nation in disarray in the wake of Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph says Haiti's interim government has asked for U.S. troops to be deployed. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph says U.S. troops are being requested to stabilize the country and protect key infrastructure. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
In response to the Haitian government's request for security and investigative assistance, we will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assess the situation and how we may be able to assist.
Police in Haiti have detained 17 suspects in the assassination of Moïse. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday in a phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure from future attacks. That's according to a White House memo. The warning to Putin was largely a repetition of the tough rhetoric Biden had issued during their meeting in Geneva last month, when he warned that there would be consequences for continuing cyber attacks emanating from Russia. Since then, a new ransomware attack linked to the Russia-based R-Evil hacking group has caused widespread disruption. It has placed Biden under growing pressure to, this time, marry the warning with actual actions, though none were immediately announced in phone call. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll in the collapse of a Miami-area condo building rose to 79 Friday, a number the mayor called heartbreaking as recovery workers toiled for a 16th day to find victims in the rubble. Another 61 people remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said the work to recover victims was moving forward with great urgency in order to bring closure to the families of victims who have spent an agonizing 2 weeks waiting for news. Rescue workers and emergency support teams from Florida and several other states have labored in 12-hour shifts, 24 hours a day, at the site. The devastated beachfront condominium in Surfside, physically and emotionally taxing work, performed amid oppressive heat and in dangerous conditions. COVID-19 cases are increasing in many U.S. states, but Arkansas leads the country with the most new cases per capita. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Arkansas State Health Department says there have been more than 1,000 new coronavirus cases each day for the past 3 days, the highest rate in the nation, according to Johns Hopkins University. Arkansas has now seen more than 355,000 COVID cases since the pandemic began. Only about 35% of the state's population has been fully vaccinated. Missouri and Kansas, also with low vaccination rates, are also seeing a surge in infections due to the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A powerful northern warlord and a key U.S. ally in the 2001 defeat of the Taliban is blaming a fractious Afghan government and an irresponsible U.S. departure for the insurgent swift series of wins in recent weeks. Mohammed Noor is one of the North's most powerful warlords and an architect of the latest attempt to stop the tide of Taliban gains by resurrecting militias. He has told the Associated Press the Afghan military is badly demoralized and that the Washington's quick exit left the Afghan military logistically unprepared for the Taliban onslaught. The insurgents have recently captured more territory and several border crossings with neighboring countries. The Biden administration has added 14 Chinese companies to a trade blacklist over their alleged role in that country's abuses of its Uyghur civilians and other Muslim ethnic minorities. The Commerce Department said in a statement that the electronics and technology firms and other businesses helped enable Beijing's campaign of repression, mass detention, and high technology surveillance against Muslim minorities in the Xinjiang province. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.